all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm. You can reach us at 800-693-4800. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today our special guest, Valdi Garcia, a retired colonel from the Michigan National Guard. Valdi, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Jim, it's good to be back. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you on again to talk some more about the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Honor, its inaugural class that will be inducted this coming May 17th. But before we get started on that, Valdi, just let's remind our listeners a little bit about your military background.
All right. I spent 30 years in the Army, nine of that on active duty, nine of that in the Army Reserves, and the last 12 in the Michigan Army National Guard.
It
went by fast.
Yeah, it does. And you also had the opportunity to serve the community and the public with some elected office. Let's remind people of that.
That's right. I was in the Michigan legislature from 1999 to 2010. I came into the legislature thanks to term limits, and I left the legislature thanks to term limits. So I was in the state house for a couple years and almost 10 years in the state Senate.
And you are currently involved in the defense industry. Is that correct?
That is correct. I work for a defense contractor, and so I interact a lot with the Detroit Arsenal folks, and just get an opportunity again to serve with a warfighter, and that's what I enjoy, is being close to Army folks and those who are doing everything they can to defend our country.
Well, I think a lot of veterans, because of their military service, are real comfortable working with other veterans and others in the military to make sure that, as you say, our warfighters have everything that they need. And I think it's probably that sense of wanting to work with those in the military and veteran space that got you involved in the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Honor. Tell us when you got involved and what the Hall of Honor is about.
Well, last year I was given a call by Roger Yoder, who asked me to serve as one of the charter board members for the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Fame at the time, but we have since changed the name to the Hall of Honor because we felt Hall of Fame is more in line for movie stars and sports athletes, but Hall of Honor should really reflect the service and contribution of those who've served our country or our community, and so we changed the name to the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Honor, and I think it's more appropriate for what we're trying to do. And I was fortunate to be asked. I'm glad to serve, and it's a great opportunity to bring attention to the service and contributions of many fellow Michiganders to the rest of the state, and especially our young people. It's a legacy, I think, that needs to be told and left with our young people so that they know, and I don't mean to sound trite here, but you can't take freedom for granted, and unless people know the cost and the price of freedom, they tend to forget that. So it's important that we remind our children and grandchildren the importance of service and what others have done before us.
In this concept of recognizing the contributions of military members and veterans in some sort of Hall of Honor or Hall of Fame is something that other states do as well, isn't it, Valdi?
It's my understanding that there are 12 other states or territories that have also done this. And I was surprised that there weren't more, but then I was also surprised that there were that many. I say that because it seems like a natural, common sense thing to do, but in reality, someone had a vision here in Michigan and started it only just last year and the year before. So you know, we came into being last year, but the vision and the work to put it in place has been taking place for a year or two before that.
Well, and so the board has decided to induct an inaugural class to the Hall of Honor. It will have both inductees who are being honored for their military career, and it will have inductees who are veterans who are being honored for their work after they got out of service. So there's kind of two different classes here, aren't there?
There are, yes.
And was that by choice? Was that intentional?
Yes, absolutely. You see, there are a number of men and women who have made the contribution to our country and to our state in uniform. They served a career, or they distinguished themselves when they were in uniform. You know, for instance, the Medal of Honor winners and others who served, like the Tuskegee Airmen, or those who have been prisoners of war or astronauts who served in uniform. And then there are others who have served. They were either drafted or they volunteered. They did their service to our country, and then they went off and did great things in the public service, whether in government service or in the private sector. For instance, President Gerald Ford was in the Navy in World War II. Governor William Milliken was in the Army Air Corps during World War II, and he went on to be governor. Of course, then there's Gerald Ford that I mentioned who became president. There's others like Mike Ilitch, who we'll be talking about in a few minutes, who served as well and has done great things in the state in the business community.
So I think this is a great way for Michigan to honor these individuals, recognize their contributions to society and to the country. And one of the things I noticed when going through the list of inductees in this inaugural class, it's a pretty heterogeneous group. They don't all look alike. They didn't all serve the same way. Talk to us a little bit about the thinking on the demographics and the reflection of this inaugural class.
Well, you know, there are a lot of different people who have served our state and our country. And they're not all white. They're not all males. They didn't all serve in the Army. They didn't all serve in the Air Force. So as you take a look at the contributions of these individuals, you find that they come from all walks of life. They served in different branches of the service. There are men, there are women, there are blacks, there are whites, there are Hispanics. There are folks who went on in the business community and served in the private sector, and there are others who went on to serve in government service. So there's a wide variety of contributions and service. And while we were trying to be deliberate about it, at the same time, it was a natural fit in terms of when you take a look at the candidates that are out there, there's a wide variety of experience. And it's important to recognize the fact that everyone, every community, is represented. I guess that's the best way to put it.
And we want to direct our listeners to the website for the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Honor. You can find it at MIMilitaryVetHallOfHonor.org. Now, that's a mouthful. It's MI for Michigan, MIMilitaryVetHallOfHonor.org. And you can certainly put that into any of your favorite search engines and type in Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Honor, and the website URL will pop up. That might be a little easier for our listeners. And now, again, Voldy, remind us when this inaugural ceremony is going to be held.
Sure. It's going to be May 17th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a Friday afternoon, and it's going to be in Lansing at the Michigan History Museum in Lansing.
And do I have to register? Do I have to pay to attend? How is this going to work?
No registration required. There is no cost there, other than there may be some parking along the street or in one of the nearby parking lots. But other than that, it's free to attend. We certainly want to encourage as many people as possible to come and see as we honor these 12 individuals. Not all of them are still living, but they'll be represented by family members for those who aren't living. But, yeah, no, the public is welcome. We want folks to come, especially children, so they can see real heroes. It's really what it is. So We're going to be introducing them and inducting real heroes into a Michigan Hall of Honor.
Well, we're talking to Colonel Valdi Garcia, retired, a board member of the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Honor. Valdi, would you tell our listeners who the six military inductees are this year?
All right. Well, let me start first at the top with a former Tuskegee Airman, or maybe, you know, you never retire from that. He is Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Jefferson. He served in World War II in the Tuskegee Airmen, and he was a prisoner of war. Then we have a Medal of Honor winner, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kettles, who unfortunately passed away a few months ago, but he'll be honored. His family will be there. Then we have an Air Force prisoner of war from the Vietnam War, Colonel Digger Odell. His real name is Donald Odell, but everyone knows him as Digger. And then there's the famous astronaut, Colonel Jack Lausma, who served in the Marine Corps. And then there's Chief Master Sergeant Dwayne Hackney, probably not as well known as some of the other folks, but he served in the Air Force, and his job was to help rescue pilots who were shot down. And last but not least, we have Brigadier General Margaret Brewer, who also served in the Marine Corps. She was kind of a pioneer, she was a pioneer, and unfortunately, she has passed on as well. But those are the six military inductees.
And we'd encourage our listeners, Valdi and I recorded an interview earlier, and that podcast is up separately. So if you want to hear some of the stories of these particular military inductees, we'd have you look to that podcast. So let us turn now, Valdi, to the veteran inductees. Can you tell us who the six are and tell us something about these six inductees to the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Honor?
Sure. Well, I'm sure everybody has heard the Joe Lewis Arena. And so our first inductee is someone by the name of Sergeant Joseph L. Barrows Sr., but otherwise known as Joe Lewis. He was the famous boxer who served in World War II, and he's going to be honored for his contributions in the military, but more importantly for him, his community service and contributions to the community afterwards.
So, well, and this is this is absolutely a Michigan story, right? Joe Lewis,
absolutely.
You know, while born in Alabama, you know, worked at the Ford Motor Company Rouge plant. Is synonymous with Detroit's gritty, hard-fought existence. And part of his contribution in service was he went out and performed boxing exhibitions, they say, for over 2 million soldiers to keep up their morale, which is even that's hard to think about. And Joe had a couple of famous quotes everybody attributes to them to him. One of them I know was, "Everyone has a plan until they've been hit," and the other is, "He can run but he can't hide." I just think that's just that grit that you get in the service, right? And that grit mm-hmm. that you need to be a contributor in life.
Absolutely. Well, he's the kind of guy that personifies the blue-collar attitude and work ethic that we have here in Michigan and in Detroit in particular. And so, I've always thought of him as Joe Lewis, but we'll be honoring him. And, of course, Joe Lewis was the name he went by, but he's actually got a slightly different name. And it'll be interesting to hear more about him. But, yeah, it's a great story, what he did and what he continued to do afterwards in his private career.
Yeah, he really did get out and help people, particularly kids, get involved in sports. And he was an entrepreneur with a number of business interests. But I think it's really that helping to advance children through the sports world is something that he'll always be recognized for. Well, that brings us to another very famous name here in the state of Michigan. Why don't you tell us about the next inductee on the veteran side?
Well, the next person is Keith King. Many of the our listeners who have been involved in veterans issues will know Keith from his work in helping veterans, especially in the business community. And Keith was served in the Army in the Vietnam War, but his contributions afterwards to helping veterans, especially veteran-owned businesses, has helped many, many people get on their feet and start their own business. And so Keith is well known for that, for his service to the veterans community, and that's one of the reasons why he was selected in the veterans category to be inducted into the Hall of Honor.
I think I first bumped into Keith back when he was still the National Public Affairs Chairman of Vietnam Veterans of America, which he did for about 6 years. And I've interviewed him a number of times here on Veterans Radio for different things because he's, you know, Mr. Publicity for all things veterans. The SBA recognized him as the National Veteran Small Business Champion back a number of years ago, and most recently, his involvement with the National Veterans Business Development Council of Detroit, starting about 2013, has really brought prominence to veteran-owned businesses and certification of those businesses so that Fortune 500 companies can find, reach out to, and contract with veteran businesses. So, yeah, you're right. Keith has been a real proponent of veteran-owned businesses.
Yep, absolutely. And so he is one, he's number two, one of the six, but number two on the list of inductees.
And then we have Congressman Dingell. Why don't you tell us a little bit about him?
Well, I would be surprised if anyone had not heard of Congressman Dingell, but you know, he served in the Army as well in World War II, and he was a second lieutenant, and then went on, obviously, into the political arena, where he was on the House floor when President Roosevelt gave his famous speech about after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. So he joined the Army in 1944 at the age of 18. So when he was listening to President Roosevelt, he wasn't even an adult at that point. So his political roots go way back, but he was obviously discharged from the Army with honorable service and then went on to get a law degree in 1952, and of course ended up in Congress. He won a special election in 1955. And served until just recently. So he passed away again earlier this year at the age of 92. And there have been many presidents who have made many laudatory comments of Congressman Dingell. So he's in here for his public service as a congressman, but also he did serve in the military during World War II.
Well, John Dingell was one of those names that is really revered in Michigan politics. No matter what your stripes are, John Dingell's reputation preceded him. And, somebody who served that long, that distinguished, is really deserving here. And I think the military and veteran community always knew they had a friend in John Dingell, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those guys who, always seem to be trying to protect the rights of veterans, no matter what the issue was. And I think, again, that's something that he should be recognized for, not just the length of service, but the manner in which he served. So glad to see Congressman John Dingell in this class of inductees to the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Fame. Who else is going in this year as a veteran inductee, Valdi?
Well, we've been talking about the Army. We've talked about the Marine Corps. We've talked about the Air Force. Now we have someone who served in the Coast Guard. Vincent W. Patton III is one of our veteran inductees, and he's being recognized for his work as a community leader, his leadership positions that he's served in a variety of organizations in the Detroit area. It's just an individual who has, after he left the Coast Guard, after a distinguished military career, he went on then to serve his community and didn't stop serving even after he left uniform. He served in the Vietnam War as well, and he's one of those guys that, like we said, not everyone on this list is white. Not everyone in this list comes from the Army or Air Force or Navy. We've got someone from the Coast Guard who has distinguished himself both in uniform and afterwards out of uniform.
Well, I think, again, this is a true Detroit story. Went to Detroit Cass Tech High School, went into the Coast Guard, was there for 30 years, I think, retired from the Coast Guard as the chief, Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, so the top enlisted guy. And along the way, you know, went through and picked up first a bachelor's degree and then a master's degree, then a theological degree. I mean, this is a guy who recognized the need for education to promote himself, to better his circumstances and his community circumstances. And he took advantage of those things which were offered to him in service. And as you say, now that he's been out better than a decade, has really been able to get really involved in the community and use all that education and experience for the betterment of veterans and betterment of the community. So always great to see a Coastie in here. I did get a chance to interview Vincent Padden some months back. And again, if you want to hear his interview on Veterans Radio, you'll be able to search and find that as well. But a real Detroit story there. Glad to see him inducted to the Hall.
Absolutely. It's a good choice, and again, it demonstrates the variety of individuals that we have that we're recognizing for their service.
Well, you've mentioned him in the opening, but let's talk a little bit about him again, and that is Marine Mike Illich, one of those names, sort of like John Dingell, that if you're in Michigan, you know the name Mike Illich. It might be for any number of reasons. Why don't you tell us those reasons?
Well, I mean, besides the fact that he was the owner of Little Caesars, the Detroit Tigers, and he made many, many improvements in downtown Detroit, in particular Fox Theater, the Joe Louis Arena, Comerica Park, and even now the Little Caesars Arena. He's a guy that went on from his service in serving as a Marine to service in the community by being a very successful businessman, but a successful businessman that shared his good fortune with those around him and his community. One of the things that I didn't know about him is that he had played professional baseball as a minor league infielder for the Detroit Tigers, and we won't mention the Yankees. Can you remember the Washington Senators? Some of us are old enough to remember that. But again, they opened up Little Caesars, and they've just been a pillar in the community, and they are just a fantastic example of an individual who has taken his talents after serving our country in uniform, going on to serve his community in so many different ways.
Well, and again, a true Michigan and Detroit story, a Cooley High School grad. Goes to the Marine Corps, comes back out a few years after getting out, opens up his first Little Caesars pizza treat restaurant in Garden City. Humble beginnings, a wildly successful businessman, which allows him to get engaged in all kinds of charitable activities, including Little Caesars Veterans Program. So a great inductee. Unfortunately, he's also passed away.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that someone from his family, immediate family, is there to receive the recognition on behalf of Mr. Illich and the organization. So, yes, someone will be there from the family.
That's great. Tell us about the final inductee on the veterans category.
All right. Well, we mentioned, I hate to harp on this, but mentioned the variety of folks that we have. And some of the individuals that we are honoring are officers, but some are enlisted. Keith King, Mike Illich, and then our last one is Tyrone Chapman, who was we call him in the Army a Spec 4, a Specialist 4, who served again during the Vietnam era. And he's just one of those guys that has done so much for his community. He has been involved with a number of different organizations. In fact, he was named an honorary Tuskegee Airman, despite the fact that he was in the Army. He has done much for the community in terms of helping those in need. For instance, he established a 20-bed a facility for alcohol detoxification program back in the late 1990s with full medical staffing. He's helped more than 1,600 individuals through the Neighborhood Service Organization on substance abuse. So he is one of those folks that is thoroughly involved in the community, has, you know, if you take a look at the word service in the dictionary, you'd probably find his picture there next to it.
I couldn't agree more. Tyrone's a great guy. The work he does is so important, and he was doing that work when other people were ignoring veterans who were homeless or who had substance abuse issues. And his organizations have been, you know, doing that hard work on the streets. He's currently the chief executive and executive director of the Michigan Veterans Foundation in Detroit, which has a beautiful new housing facility for our veterans who need transition from the streets to more permanent housing. They just do good work, and it's nice to see somebody who's labored in these fields get recognized. So we're talking to Voldy Garcia, board member of the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Honor. Voldy, you guys have a great list of inductees that really cross all the boundaries and really will show the community the type of work that our veterans are doing after service. So you're to be congratulated on that. Can you remind us again the date and time of the inaugural ceremony and maybe some website or Facebook ways people can keep a track of this?
Sure. First of all, the ceremony is going to be on May 17th. That's a Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be at the Michigan History Museum in Lansing, and it's free to attend. No registration required. You probably have to park in the local parking facilities or parking meters, but other than that, there's no charge for that at all. And the website, if you want to read more about the organization and the inductees, is simply www.MIMilitaryVetHallOfHonor.org, and MI Military Vet Hall of Honor is all one word. We have a Facebook page as well using the same name. So if people want to take a look at that, our Facebook page as well, please do so. You know, one of the things that I want to leave you with is I'm a student of military history. I like the fact that I can connect with fellow veterans, those who served and those who are serving now. But one of the things that I have learned from this experience is that there are so many Michiganders who have contributed greatly, either in uniform or out of uniform. And we took a look at 400 different individuals, their stories. And it's just staggering and pleasantly surprising to see how many individuals, all of them, I think, deserve to be in the Hall of Honor. But we can only do so many at a time. But it's going to be a rich learning experience, and it'll be good for Michiganders to understand what is going on in terms of honoring these folks, and that we will make sure that their legacy continues on into future generations.
Well, if Colonel Garcia has inspired you to support the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Honor, if you go to that website, you can send an email to contact him or the organization to be a sponsor for the upcoming inaugural ceremony. There's a Donate Now button you can help out as well. The board members on this are all doing it volunteer. We're all doing it out of love of the state and love of our fellow veterans. So please go to there and help support the organization. Voldy, I want to thank you for taking some time again today to talk to Veterans Radio listeners and to promote the Michigan Military and Veterans Hall of Honor.
My pleasure, Jim. Glad to do so. And I hope that we see a lot of folks at the induction ceremony in May.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.